Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
7:14 now on this Wednesday morning, September 17th. Hurricane season quiet for the next 7 to 10 days, which takes us to September 27th. And then we're getting October. We're going to talk to Barry Keim at 8:15 about the Azor High and maybe La Nina. And my mind won't wrap itself around a hurricane season kicking up in October just in time for a Halloween hurricane, although it has happened. I forgot the name of the storm, but I remember cleaning up when it was cool and the power was out and watching a football game on, with a power cord from the neighbor's house. But either way, highs today of 89, near 90. Could be that way all the way through Tuesday. No chance for showers until Wednesday, and then only a 35% chance for showers. Let's talk about carbon capture in Louisiana. Greg Upton is our guest. He's our friend, always here to help us, the director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies. How you doing, Greg?
Doing great. Good morning, Tommy.
All right, let's talk about carbon capture and solar. And it would seem as though the more environmentally friendly thing would be solar, but that's going away. And the carbon capture, which would be maybe the least environmentally friendly, or maybe not, maybe it is environmentally friendly, is moving ahead. Now that I've set the table, have at it, Greg Upton.
Sounds good. Yeah, so a few big developments over the last few weeks with carbon capture. Of course, about a year and a half ago, Louisiana received primacy from the federal government to permit Class 6 wells. And so that's a lot of course, jargon. Let's break it down. So whenever you want to permanently sequester carbon dioxide underground, and so, of course, we have these sources of emissions of carbon dioxide that come from these industrial sources. These companies are interested in not emitting those into the atmosphere. And so one of the technologies that can be used is to capture that carbon dioxide at its source and then transport it to a location for which then you would drill a well that looks very similar to an oil and gas well. And to the kind of average Joe, they wouldn't probably know the difference. But instead of extracting the oil and natural gas from the ground, as we're used to in Louisiana, mm-hmm. it's going the opposite direction, where you're taking that carbon dioxide and you're permanently sequestering it or storing it underground. And so Louisiana has been moving forward with the permitting of these. And in the last 2 weeks, the first Class 6 well permit was issued by the Department of Energy and Natural Resources. So that's a big deal. There's about four other projects that through an internal memo at the department that are kind of the next ones that they're looking at doing somewhat quickly here. And so some have told me probably by the end of this year or into Q1 of next year is a likely time period where we might see a few more of those classics wells being permitted. The one that was permitted, it was in Cameron Parish, and it is attached to an LNG facility. And so when you export natural gas in the form of liquefied natural gas, part of the process is to get the natural gas to almost 100% pure methane, and that's what you need in order to go through that liquefaction process. Because there's some carbon dioxide already embedded in that stream, and they have to extract that out anyway. And so because they're pulling the carbon dioxide out of the process anyway, it's just part of the normal process. Instead of emitting that, what they want to do is permanently sequester that. And of course, what's the benefit to the company? There's the 45Q tax credit from the federal government. And also now they're able to sell this liquefied natural gas as this lower carbon intensity natural gas. And so that's what's happening on the CCS front. On the solar front, what you're seeing is that we had the Inflation Reduction Act, which was, of course, passed under the Biden administration. That extended tax credits for both wind and solar power generation. And so it's a bit of an apples and oranges with CCS, and then instead of talking about some industrial source of emissions like we were talking about with CCS, now we're talking about electricity generation. And so the subsidy, of course, was to subsidize wind and solar, that you would have reduced emissions on the grid. And with the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, I call it OB3 for short, what we saw was that those tax credits were sunset early. So construction now has to begin before July 4th, 2026, and a solar project has to be operational before the end of 2027. So over the last 2 years, we've actually seen a lot of solar build out, about 10 projects in Louisiana for about 1,000 megawatts of capacity. So that's pretty good. We had a lot of projects that were in the planning process. But my prediction is the projects that are going to come online, that were going to come online over the next year, 2 years, those will probably continue to move forward. But all of the projects that were in planning to come online after that end of 2027 date, those projects are really going to be stalled, and they're going to have to go back to the drawing board and kind of refigure out those finances now that those tax credits are no longer available to them. So, yes, so we're seeing CCS ramp up and solar slowing down.
Is solar economically feasible without subsidies?
That's a good question. And the answer is sometimes, okay? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you might think of these big industrials that we're talking about that want to lower their carbon intensity. Mm-hmm. Some of those are willing to pay a premium for a renewable energy source. It's a low carbon intensity energy source such as solar. Some of these projects could just be economic, just dispatching on the grid and signing what's called a power purchase agreement. And some of them probably are not. And
so, listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
So I think we're going to continue to see some solar build out, but I think that the rate at which we are going to see it is going to be slower than in a world where the Inflation Reduction Act continued moving forward and those tax credits weren't sunset early.
So many questions pouring into the Oakland Art Jeweler Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Don't ever text and drive, please. I'll pass them along to Greg Wiegenbach. Keep in mind, Greg is not an environmentalist. He is an economist, but we'll pass the questions along that apply when we return. I have a ton of my own. 721, time for traffic on WWL. 7:26 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday morning, September 17th. We're talking to Greg Upton, our friend, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies. Greg, I know you're an environmentalist, you're an economist, but generally speaking, I'm getting a lot of texts from people, and they're asking if I can make an amalgam of all of these. Where is the carbon going? Because is there a hole in the ground, or do they take something out of there that they're putting the carbon in? And they're also very concerned about seepage or it coming out of the ground. Somebody else wants to know, and then I'll turn it over to you again after my big, long Bobby Hebert question. What about, they said it's a way to produce more oil, but I don't know that that's true or not. Talk about all of that.
Yeah, sure. So the first question, where is it going, is a good question. So you imagine underground, when you go thousands of feet underground, and you're talking, I think the zone that this first one is 5,000 to 10,000 feet below the ground. So that's going to be 1 to 2 miles underground. And you've got all the sediment. And within that sediment, there are these tiny, tiny, tiny little pore spaces. And so geologists estimate the amount of area, if you will, within those pore spaces. And you might hear the terms porosity and permeability are one of the core things that geologists look at for oil and gas. You know, what is the space and what is the oil and gas that's within that space in order to extract out? It's the exact opposite of that, where now you're looking at that same kind of tiny, tiny, tiny little spaces between between the sediment, that now you're going to put the carbon dioxide under there. And so the question about, is it seeping out? So there's a few things that that they're going to do in order to look at this. Number one is there's all these geological models that have to be submitted to the department for them to look and see if that is a good place to do carbon sequestration. And so there are the applications are quite literally 1,000 pages long. They're required to do all this test, all this analysis. And then when they drill the sequestration wells, they're also going to drill within proximity of those wells that are able to be sensors to see if that carbon dioxide is moving to a location that it was not intended on moving. And so that's the, you know, the process for which they go to. Of course, is it possible that you'll ever have an incident where the CO2 moves outside of where it was intended? Like, absolutely, that could occur.
But if it would, Greg, and I know you're not an environmentalist, would that be a toxic situation, an evacuation situation, or would that be just the carbon that you tried to capture is back in the atmosphere anyway?
Yeah, so if it were to move up into the water table, which is way, 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 way shallower, whenever the CO2 reacts with the water, it can create what's called carbonic acid, and that process you would not want to occur within the water table. And so communities have a lot of legitimate questions about that and the protections in place. The other place that is a risk is in the transportation of the carbon dioxide, not in the sequestration, but in the pipeline itself. And there was an incident in Mississippi for which there was a landslide and a pipeline ruptured with that landslide. And there were a few dozen people that went to the hospital because the carbon dioxide kind of displaced the oxygen in the air. And this, you know, negatively impacted those folks that went to the hospital. So those are, I think, the two biggest risks that people are concerned about and are legitimately asking questions about.
Greg, you made it simple as always. Thank you, sir. Greg Upton, director of LSU Center for Energy Studies. We're going to take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola, about the mother of Brian Vasquez, that 12-year-old that's just and went missing and was later found dead. And it's just a terrible, terrible story. But we'll talk about the charges the mother faces and her current legal situation with Dane when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.